John, would you press play over there, and we'll get our blessing from John Philip.
For everything that emerges from the earth, thanks be to you, O God. Holy root of being, sacred sap that rises, full-bodied fragrance of earth's unfolding form. May we know that we are of you. May we know that we are in you. May we know that we are one with you, together one. Guide us as nations to what is deepest. Open us as peoples to what is first. Lead us as a world to what is dearest, that we may know the holiness of wholeness, that we may learn the strength of humility, that together we may live close to the earth and grow in grounded glory.
Thanks, John. Susan Copeland, right here, has been a member of the Santa Barbara community for 36 years. She served as Director of Spiritual Care at Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital for 11 years, and she's also held positions as an elementary and secondary school teacher, a music consultant, and a parish minister. She is currently a member of a team that teaches bereavement classes for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Any parent can request their services, and I believe St. Raphael's has already have them. Any parish can request their services, and they'll come up and help the bereavement ministry of that parish. Susan is a certified Kundalini yoga instructor, a certified healing touch practitioner, clinically trained board certified chaplain with the Association of Professional Chaplains. She received a Master of Instructional Design and Curriculum Development with the Graduate School of Education at UCSD, and she's a Master of Divinity degree from the Pacific School of Religion in Berkeley. She's currently a board member at the Hospice of Santa Barbara. She's an ordained minister of the United Church of Christ and an associate member of the Iona community. Her interests include photography, creating ritual and celebration, and the joy of going on pilgrimage. Her husband is Professor Willis Copeland of the Graduate School of Education at UCSB. He was one of my professors when I got my master's degree. So we have a big community of that here. They are proud parents of two daughters, Connor and Katie, who are both successfully launched. Her caring spirit extends to their animals, two pet dogs, Buddy and Maisie. Susan is not a stranger to Rooted in Life. She first spoke to us on September 27, 2007, when we were studying a book called Imaging Life After Death, A Love That Moves Stars and Sun by Kathleen Fisher. And thanks to Tom, her remarks from that presentation are still captured live on our website. So, with no further ado, join me in standing as we welcome back Reverend Susan with our traditional blessing.